Mall by Will Kaufman. A glass elevator arrives on the first floor. They press against each other, giggling at the gray-suited man who ignores them as he disembarks. They look out at the food court, hearts beating loud in their ears. The door slides shut. Being shorter, the girl has the comfort of hearing her boyfriend's pulse through his shirt, through the meat of his chest that she scrapes her fingernails over. French manicure, $22.99. Small children make her smile because she will be a good mother. She watches them fly handfuls of French fries into their mouths while their parents tell them not to play with their food. He looks at a group of girls in miniskirts carrying salads and laughing as they sit down at a table. The table is red and round, and the girls are 14, but he doesn't know that. They look older. He has a little bit of an erection, and he's trying hard to make it come up all the way, clenching his bowels and feverishly imagining pushing one of those skirts up over a pair of thin legs and fucking moans in ecstasy. He's nervous, though. She pushes the button for the top floor, first trying her finger, but not wanting to damage her nails. French manicure, $22.99. She uses her knuckle. As they start to rise, she slips her hand under his shirt and slides it down over the arch of his stomach. Small hairs, the ridges of stretch marks. There's no room for her hand at the waistband, so she runs it down over the outside of his pants. He reaches under her shirt and slides his hand into the humid space between her stomach and her bra, cupping a breast and squeezing. She wishes she were wetter. Perspective changes. The floor recedes. The tiles reveal themselves to be a picture, something long and curving, greens and blues. Everybody has bags, paper-handled or bulging in plastic, even small bags for kids to carry. Families and friends and lone shoppers fill the space between the restaurants of the food court. Some wait for tables, balancing trays of food, salivating onto their teriyaki bowls and contemplating using their mouths to pluck just that one juicy-looking piece of chicken off the top, stomachs grumbling. One family has set down its bags and started eating, standing up, leaning forward so as not to drip ketchup from their hamburgers onto new shoes or stain-proof pants. Two women sit on the edge of a fountain, holding plates up close to the hot pizza they blow on around their chatter. Corn dogs, hot dogs, popcorn, pretzels, cookies, ice cream, spring rolls, pasta with red sauce, chow mein, fried chicken, jerk chicken, fried fish, salami sandwiches, turkey sandwiches, fruit smoothies, sweetened coffee drinks, shaved ice stained bright blue or red with sugar, plants everywhere, green, broad-leafed in granite planters. The second floor comes into view. Shoe stores and jewelry stores and sunglass stores and clothing stores and candy stores and video games and board games and toys that somehow teach you about nature and CDs and chairs that give you massages. She lifts the front of her skirt up over her dimpled thighs and he tries to reach between her legs, but pressed up against the glass like this, he can't quite manage. He rubs her leg, the sweat slick inside of her leg, and grinds against her. She kisses his neck, his sweat-slick neck, near his ear, her thick face pushing for space as he tries to lift her. Up on her toes, he unzips his fly. The picture on the tile is a mermaid, a 30-foot mermaid. Hearts racing, they try and work it in. But he's not hard enough and she's not wet enough. They're so nervous. And they can't quite press their pelvises together because of the width of their other body parts. She goes up on tiptoes, and he presses against her harder, and there's a sound like a giant suction cup coming off a piece of glass. They come free, the two of them, from the elevator, the glass wall no longer pressing wrinkled fabric into the moist flesh of her back. Third floor. She's looking up. The sky suddenly opened before her, the skylight so clean and clear, blue and wisps of white. She grabs hold of him, grabs him tight with her arms, and they fall. So far, only a few people have spotted them on their way down. A little kid points with a hamburger, and a greasy pickle slice comes loose, falls towards a mermaid scale. He's looking down, his gut weightless. He sees the great mermaid laid out before him, welcoming, inviting with her smile, her long arms and the graceful sway of her hips. He reaches out, feels his girlfriend constrict around him. He reaches his hands out to caress the breasts of the mermaid in the floor. Everybody in the food court hears it when the couple hits the roof of a pretzel stand. The sound is loud, and the flimsy structure crumples with a snap. Some people start screaming because they think it's a bomb, terrorists. They turn and hide their faces from the noise. Some people whip their heads around to see what's happened. The kid's slice of pickle hits the floor. More food goes flying in the commotion. When the fat lover's hit, the man's driven into his girlfriend and he starts to come. Their guts recoil and he bounces free, somersaults, heels overhead, an opalescent glob of semen flung over his body. He sees it as he spins, suspended there between him and the blue sky. For a second, he and his lover stare breathless at the sky. The breaking pretzel stand folds into itself, safety glass and hot salt flying everywhere. The red and white stripes of the clerk's uniform fold and crease as the roof of his hut and the girl come down on top of him. The semen hits the side of a bystander's shopping bag, unnoticed, except by a baby in its carriage. It starts to laugh at the silly splat before the man even finishes his somersault into the foliage. Some people are running away, some are running to help, some just stand, slack-jawed. Some people have lost interest already and are walking off, continuing their shopping. Clattering of trays and rustling of bags and clacking and squeaking of soles, voices taking charge or asking what should be done, the baby's laughter carrying on around everything else, degenerating into hiccups. The couple lie on their backs, united in the sky, in the white that hangs in the blue, the gentle clouds, gasping. The little boy picks up his pickle slice from the floor, puts it back in his hamburger, and takes a great big bite, grease running down his chin.